Hello. Let's talk today and open heart of C shot. So first I'm gonna start with I hope everybody is okay. I hope everything is going good. I hope everybody is healthy. So first I am gonna say that today is the March of on Washington. So that's exciting for us people of brown skin. And I have a couple family members that are attending, and so I think that's exciting. It is a mark in history. But let's talk about breakups today. Today we are going to talk about breakups. Breakups are sometimes the hardest things to go through. However, they are sometimes the most needed things. I told you guys, at the beginning of all this, I don't really talk about stuff that I don't go through. And I've been through a divorce. I've been through many breakups at my age. And I always ask myself, when you know a breakup is necessary, why does it hurt? And I guess it hurts because nobody ever gets into a situation hoping that it ends. Everybody wants it to last forever. Everybody wants things to be blissful and great, and like we see in the movies, and real life isn't like that. And so, you get in these situations and they don't turn out the way that you hope that they do turn out. And then you're stuck and you're hurt and you're disappointed. And I don't know from a man's perspective if men go through all the things that women go through. Men, I don't know if you wonder what the person's doing. Don't know if you think about them. Don't know if you could have fixed it or thought about it in different ways. Don't even know if you ever think about it again. To be honest with you, in my experience, I see a lot of men take the replace her route. So they don't deal with the issues of the breakup. They just go and move into another relationship and just go on and act as if that past relationship never even existed. However, that's not healthy because you're taking your issues that you have and you're not making the changes to have a better or a more successful relationship next time. That's how I look at it. When you get to a certain age, though, and you start to kind of reflect back on some of your past relationships and why they didn't work, and you start to realize, maybe it's you. But it doesn't have to necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. It could come to what's important. What are your standards? What do you want out of a relationship? What do you expect from the person you're in a relationship with when it comes to loyalty, respect of the relationship, communication, those types of components when it comes to what a person may expect or need when it comes to a relationship? I just got out of a relationship and it just, the person, it wasn't a bad person. The person is just who the person is. And as I was in the relationship and I was seeing things, and I'm sure maybe they may have thought the same thing. They were seeing things that, you could deal with them, or that, you might be able to get the person to change. However, at a certain age, a person is not going to change. They are really, truly who they are when it comes to certain things. Things become habits. And in my relationship, there were just some habits that weren't fitting for me. And it doesn't make a person a bad person because they can't line up with the things that you ask of them. It just simply means that maybe they're just not the one for you. And I think that's the part, another part that hurts, is that we invest this time, whether it's a couple months, a couple years, or multiple years, 12, 13, 14 years, that you invest in someone hoping and wishing and praying that things change and work out, and you hold on till you just can't, you can't do it anymore. And in every relationship that I'm in, whether it is a relationship with a male and it is my partner, or it's just a friendship, I try to look and understand a person's background to see why they act the way that they act. And in my relationship, I feel like the person I was in a relationship with just was short at some things. And the things that I gave weren't understood. They weren't understood as far as what I needed and why I needed them. And I'll give an example. Let me see. If this wasn't necessarily an issue, but let's just say if I say, I feel like there is an issue with alcoholism, and the person is saying, no, I don't feel like, you know, I drink a lot. I feel like having, you know, a drink or a beer when I get off of work, there's nothing wrong. When whatever decision you're making is affecting your lifestyle, your relationship, you in a negative impact, it's a problem. So if I'm asking you to not have any type of alcohol because of who you change into when you become under the influence of the alcohol, I can't continue to put myself in that situation because it's negative for me, it's negative for you, and it has proven itself to be that way. I have seen situations like that. How long is the person supposed to hold on? When the person that has the addiction or the problem and they say it's not a problem, that's first a problem, because we know you can't fix a problem if you don't acknowledge it to be a problem. So that's problem number one in the relationship. And then what if the person says, no, it's not a problem, I can stop doing it anytime, and they don't stop? How long is the other person supposed to sit around and watch the person damage their relationship and damage their self and till they get it? Everybody's waiting time is different. I will say that in my life, I find out that when I fall in love, I love hard. So I hope and always wish that I could change someone. When I see that someone has such great potential and I see that someone is a great person and they just have a few flaws, I hold on hoping that I can fix and change them. And I'm not the creator. I can't change anybody because one, are they supposed to be changed? Maybe that's who they are. And again, it's just not fitting for me. Two, maybe it's not time for them to be changed and it's not my job to do it. But it's not my job to sit around and wait either. You could talk about the addictions, like I said, of alcohol, drugs, that could be a problem. You can have, be in a relationship with someone that just can't leave their past relationships in the past. They bring their past people to their relationships and they think that it's okay because it's just, you know, their friends and whatever. But when they have had sex and they were in a relationship and they have proven themselves to already cheat on you with that person, are you supposed to stay? And then if you did stay and forgive and they continue to have a conversation or conversations and continue to talk, are you supposed to stay? Now that did happen to me. So I still ask myself though, after relocating, moving, breaking it off, well, why does it still bother me when I know that it just wasn't for me? I'm happy I relocated. I'm happy, but I am damn confused, to say the least. But I'll never figure out a man. Men deal with emotions differently and they don't like to give understanding. Well, most that I met encountered, they don't like to give the understanding on why they are the way they are. In my relationship though, with this past thing, the deceit, the issues with addiction, issues with abuse, unloyalty, I was still expected to hang around. I was still expected to forgive and keep saying that this was okay. And throughout over a 10-year relationship, there was infidelity multiple times. There was issues with addiction multiple times. There was physical and mental abuse multiple times. There were requests that were put out to not speak to certain people. There was requests that were put out to not do certain things. And they weren't being followed, or they weren't even being really listened to. I was being lied to. I was being told that it was going to be corrected, and it wasn't. And again, how long was I supposed to hold on? How long was I supposed to wait? Because right now, I'm being made to look like I did something wrong when all I did was protect myself. And doesn't mean that I don't still love the person. It doesn't mean I can't. I wish I didn't, but I can't. After so many years and being in love and going through life together and going through life's issues, you can't help but to be in love. You can't just turn it off. That's the problem. I have a, I don't want to say a luxury, because it's not a luxury. Trust me, it's not a luxury to be around teenage girls and them going through what they go through with their boyfriends and watching them and them hurt and why did he do this and how come he said this. And sometimes I wish I could tell them, as you know, you get older, men change, they grow up, you won't have to deal with this anymore. And it's sad because in some cases I can't tell them that. But I will say all men are not like that. They're not. So relationships are just, they're just so complicated. They're just so, I don't know. But I'm going to say that I don't know if I exchanged one weight for another. By leaving and letting it go and then, you know, going through the missing part and all of that for the pain of deceit and being lied to every day and just spoke to in a manner that is not respectful. So either way, there's hurt. I'd rather hurt and know that it's going to go away and it was for a learning than to keep myself in a position to keep being hurt. And just to say that I'm with someone, especially when you've given the person multiple chances, when you were very boisterous about what the problems were, when you spoke and told them that, you know, what needed to be corrected, what you weren't going to stand for. The crazy thing in my situation is I would say I'm not standing for something, turn around and say that I don't want to be in a relationship no more, get told what will not be done, and stand on the fact that I don't want to be in the relationship, and the person would go and do exactly what I said I didn't want done the next day, and then say, well, we weren't together. After being in a relationship, say, 12 years, and you don't talk for a day, and the person goes and does exactly what you asked them not to do because you didn't talk for a day. And then they say, well, we weren't together. I don't get that either. I guess that's where my obsession with the breakups come in, because the things that I don't get, I try to figure out, because I think I try to think logically with everything. And everything just doesn't have logic to it. Or when you're dealing with other people, you just don't know why people think and act the way that they do. But hey, I'll say this. I'm out of it. It was a learning experience. It wasn't a bad thing. Because even though everything that I experienced wasn't a good thing, I always could look at it as I come out and I learn something. And from this whole relationship up into the breakup, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about that person. Things that I have heard, I was able to see for myself if they were true or not. And I was glad that I was able to make my own opinion about this person. So if nothing else, I got to know a person on this earth. I got to see how another person acts and lives. And it was just another learning experience in life. And my life will go on. And God will continue to bless me. And I will continue to grow and be happy. And my life will be prosperous. So I did this just because, ladies, I guess to sum it all up is, and yes, if I did not say that, this show was for the ladies, because, man, I don't know what y'all do when it comes to breakups. I don't know how y'all think. I don't know how y'all feel. And don't even know if you really care. But I do know the turmoil that women go through. So, ladies, trying to figure it all out, trying to get answers, you'll never get them. Let them go. Trying to ask yourself if you should have held on because the person would change and the person with this, that's not your job. We are not promised tomorrow. So why should you live in misery or live in a bad situation when you might not wake up the next day? If you know it's not for you and you know it's a bad situation, then make some changes. If the person, I'm not always saying leave. That's why I stayed as long as I did, because I wanted it to work and I wanted it to be forever. But when the person just doesn't take heed, there's nothing you can do. You can talk to your blue in the face, but there's nothing you can do. And you have to finally then ask yourself, do I want to be miserable for a little bit and go through the pain of this breakup and know that I'll get over it? Or do I want to sit and hope that one day this person will get this right and I might have a chance of being happy? I'll take the first one, because like they say, I can do bad all by myself. I could be miserable by myself, But I'll be damned if I'm going to sit and let someone purposely hurt me and make a fool out of me. So, I don't know if all women feel the same way, but I do. And in past relationships, I hung on because I felt like the person needed me and I know where my strengths were in the relationship. And so I hold on. I find myself because I don't want to let the person down on my strengths. But again, I can't keep being the one being strong and giving everything and the other person just does what they want and then you ask them and they tell you it's not true or try to make it seem like you're just being dramaful or whatever. Ladies, we've heard it all. You just got to have something to say. Oh, you're not happy. No matter what I do, I'm not right. You always got to be thinking about somebody else. There is nobody else, even when there be somebody else. We've heard everything that you could possibly think of. And to be honest with you, I don't know where my love life is going in the future. But I can tell you, my two last relationships taught me a lot. And my very first relationship taught me a lot. And with them three relationships, if I do go into another one, I will be a much better woman. And I know that I know what I need in a man to be the better man that will match my better woman. So ladies, let's look at it like that. When we break up with someone, what can we do better? What did we do wrong? Stop looking for answers. Know that. Don't let your mind try to fool you and tell you that the times that you were hurt weren't really all bad because they were. The pain that you felt was real at the moment. We tend to do that to ourselves. We tend to fool ourselves after our painful moments are over, that it wasn't that bad and we can deal with it again, and we keep putting ourselves through the pain and we keep fooling ourselves, and that's ridiculous. The pain that you felt in the moment when he hurt you was real. And just because the scars healed up doesn't mean that the inside is all healed up. And don't allow anybody to tell you that you need to get over it or it wasn't anything or you did something to cause it, because you didn't. Whether it was physical or whether something was said verbally, if somebody loves you, they don't want to purposely hurt you. I can't tell you they'll never hurt you on accident because nobody is perfect. But it's what they do after they hurt you that shows you who they really are. If they keep hurting you, you need to get away. If they try to fix it and they never do it again, then it was a mistake. They forgave, you can forgive them and you guys can move on. But when the mistake keeps happening over and over and over again, there's a time you got to take control and say, I'm done. So that is my take on some relationships and breakups and that. So, ladies, like I was saying, don't look for any closure. Don't look for any answers. Just take it for what it is and believe that your gut led you to do the right thing. That when you were feeling pain and you were feeling hurt and you were expressing yourself and things weren't being done or things were being told to you, and then that's all that was being done was they were being told to you. There was no action behind it. You have the right to say, I don't want to do this anymore, and not feel guilty about it. And you're not crazy. You're not a bitch. You're not dumb. You're not going to be fucked up in the rest of your life because you're not with that person. That is not true. So as long as you know that you made the right decisions and for the best of you and your conscience doesn't make you feel guilty, then you're fine. And if your conscience is making you feel guilty, make sure they're valid reasons to feel guilty. Don't let your mind play tricks on you. So this one, like I do on always, I love the feedback. You got breakups and you've been through, ladies, and You just can't seem to get over it, or you got some questions, or you don't know how to get over certain things, reach out to me. I will help you. I never thought I would get over my divorce after being with someone for almost 20 years. I never thought ever I'd get over that, but I did. So if I can get over being with someone for 20 plus years and going through my whole life with that person, I can get over spending a couple of years with someone, and so can you. Reach out. Let's talk. I'm going to figure this out. We're going to do a live show, probably for the last show of the season. So when we do that, I would love for everybody to come on and talk and discuss whatever it is that we're going to discuss. And we are going to have a good time. I don't know when that's going to be because I have to figure out some things. But until then, thank you for listening to the Open Heart of C-Shot. And thank you for just listening to me vent today, because today was just a vent session. Maybe all of them are vent sessions. I don't know. But thank you. Like I always say, peace and blessings, one.